In 1930, cereal tycoon W.K. Kellogg directed his foundation to use the money as you please, so long as it promotes the health, happiness, and well-being of children. But today, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation is giving millions to political causes and organizations, and so we pause to ask, is the W.K. Kellogg Foundation stealing money from children?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with your host, Michael Olson. And now, get ready for 1 hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Hello out there. You are tuned into the 1,123rd edition of the Food Chain right here on the GCN Radio Network. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends way down there in Nandi who are tuned in as we stream along in the Food Chain page at MetroFarm.com. Well, wherever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I'm Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio with engineer Jason Struby on the boards. Jason, have we completed our pre-flight checklist?
We have.
Good.
All systems go.
You're ready to go. Producer Sarah Bell, has our flight plan been filed?
Filed away, sir.
Filed and ready to go. Special guest co-host, syndicated sports broadcaster KO, are we ready for takeoff?
Let's lift off.
Let's go. Folks, it's one of the best business plans ever. Put a nickel's worth of grain into a box with your name on it and sell it for $5. Why, you could make a fortune doing that. W.K. Kellogg did it way back when with his Kellogg Company and its line of popular breakfast cereals. You know the jingle. K-E-L-L-O-Double-Good. Kellogg's best to you. And at the end of this day, today, 350 million people will have eaten a bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes, give or take. When it came time for W.K. Kellogg to retire way back in 1930, he set up the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and willed its controlling interest to the Kellogg Foundation, with the provision, use the money to promote the health, happiness, and well-being of children. Nice gesture. Noble sentiment. But recently, the folks at the Washington Free Beacon got a peek at the tax forms of Washington, D.C. political organization calling itself the Center for Community Change. And there at the top of the org's donor list was the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Seeing the W.K. Kellogg Foundation using the Kellogg Company money to push what appears to be strident political causes in organizations leads us to ask, is the W.K. Kellogg Foundation stealing money from children? Not here today to help us, in spite everything producer Sarah Bell and I could do to get them to join us, is the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, which did send us this following, which I can read, won't take long. As a philanthropic organization, we do not engage in political activities, nor do we provide grants to support such activities. Thankfully, we do have someone to help us tell this story of the Kellogg's Foundation today. His name is Warner Todd Houston, and he is a journalist of renown. See his material all throughout the internet. Warner, welcome to the Food Chain.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you aboard. So, yes, I see you writing in all kinds of different places. You're an independent journalist, correct?
I am, yes.
Good. And being independent, that means, and not a philanthropic organization, you have the wherewithal to engage in the bare-knuckle slugging it out of political journalism, right?
Well, that's what I try to do, yes.
Good. Well, I see, you know, if one were to search for Warner Todd Houston plus Kellogg's, you get 91 results. So you've written 91 papers about Kellogg's. If anybody should know about Kellogg's and Kellogg's Foundation, it would be you. Pretty close, right?
Well, I have written quite a bit about it. I don't know if you want to call me an expert or not, but I know a little bit about it.
Well, why do you think they didn't want to participate in our conversation today?
Well, I think their record of donations pretty much tells you that their statement is a little bit misleading.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit, right.
Well, let me ask you straight up. Does the W.K. Kellogg Foundation engage in political activities or support those who do?
I don't believe that they directly and personally engage in a lot of politics, but they do support people who do. And as you said at the outset, the donation to this left-wing anti-Trump resistance group is a prime example of that. W.K. Kellogg Foundation was this group's, one of this group's largest donors, $3 million.
And is the group a political organization? What do they call it, the Center for Community Change?
Yes, it works. Its most recent work is to attack the Trump administration directly. As you said, the Washington Free Beacon had come out with a lot of that information. And the W.K. Kellogg Foundation's donations are seen right on their tax forms. So this is a political organization that Kellogg directly supported.
So there it is. They've got their hands in the cookie jars then. And you wrote 91 articles or so about the Kellogg Foundation. What fascinates you about that foundation to be so focused on it?
Well, the fascination of Kellogg and several of these others like the Tides and the Ford Foundation is that these gigantic, huge, extremely rich groups of people all seem to lean toward the same political idea. They're all very leftist, very liberal. There are almost no examples of giant foundations on the right side in comparison to so many on the left. So it fascinates me that so many of these large groups are all marching in lockstep together in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. If this foundation is, as we suspect, supporting strident political causes and organizations, it would seem that it is indeed taking money from children whose health, happiness, and well-being is supposed to be tended to and giving it to somebody else. And so what do you think? Is the W.K. Kellogg Foundation stealing money from children?
I believe that it originally was set up by Mr. Kellogg, who died in 1951, so not that long ago, to help children. He initially started his company, the Kellogg Company, the breakfast food giant, to as a health food thing, you know, to help people in rural areas. He saw that people in rural areas of this country were not getting access to medical supplies and hospitals and doctors as easily as people in, you know, the urban areas. And his idea was to help these people in these far-flung areas in the United States. And that was what he wanted his Tides Foundation to do.
Is it the Tides Foundation or the Kellogg Foundation?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Kellogg Foundation, yes. He got me mixed up there with asking about other ones. Yes, he started the Kellogg Foundation to help children, but he gave it a very loose mandate. He just said, help children. Now, of course, if you're a liberal or if you're a conservative, for that matter, you can use that phrase and say it supports any number of political ideas and concepts and organizations. So he didn't really directly say, well enough what he wants this money to go for. But we do know that he was against socialism. Now, remember, having died in 1951, he was in the height of the Cold War at the end of his life. And he does have quotes back in the past where he denigrated socialism. So we know that he was not a liberal, was not a leftist. Yet his foundation has, in the recent, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, has gone extremely left-wing.
So, with respect to his directions, you can use the money as you see fit, so long as it benefits the health and happiness and well-being of children. Could be interpreted to fund a spaceship trip to Pluto, so long as you are supposing that plantation you're going to plant on Pluto would somehow benefit the health and wealth and well-being of children.
Right, indeed.
And so
he made the mistake of assuming that his cohorts there at the foundation knew him, knew what he was interested in, and would just follow through on that. remember, back in 1951, we really didn't have the culture we have today of extreme leftism in the culture. So he was growing up in a rather conservative time period. So he just probably didn't occur to him that something like this could happen, that the culture, the American culture, could drift so far left.
Well, and perhaps that's where we're going today, too, because we're going in search of the money, and we're asking the basic question, is the money that's being spent by the Kellogg's Foundation being true to the Kellogg vision of helping children? And if not, is it then the foundation not stealing money from the foundation, from the children? That's the question. This is the Food Chain. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio. And today we're talking about Kellogg's cereals. We're talking about the company. We're talking about the foundation. And you, 831-479-1080. Right back.
You can dream it, build it, own it, Metro farm it. You can sow it, feed it, grow it, Metro farm it. Ah, you can harvest it and dry it. You can sell it. Metro Farm It.
Learn how to dream it, build it, sow it, seed it, grow it, harvest it, sell it. Metro Farm It. Yes, you can do it. Dream it, build it, earn it, own it. Metro Farm It.
Oh, learn it, do it, earn it. Metro Farm It. Dream it, build it, own it. It's easy. You can do it. Metro Farm It.
It's all in Metro Farm, the guide to growing for the city. Get your copy today at metrofarm.com.
It's easy. You can do it. Metro Farm It. And now, back to What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Well, what's eating what is money, of course, and we're following the money this morning through the Kellogg Company, Kellogg's Cereal, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. To understand which is what and why, I think we'll start with by going back to the founding of the company, if we can, with Warner Todd Houston, who is a journalist that has focused a lot of his work on the Kellogg's company. Warner, can you help us out a little bit? Tell us a little bit about the brothers Kellogg way back when.
Well, yes. As I mentioned earlier, they kind of started their company out as a health food company. They started out making granola and moved on to various cereals. And again, it was a healthy food that they were trying to promote across America. They had some sort of wacky ideas on science and things at the time. Remember, this was way back in the 30s and 40s.
You know, I guess W.K.'s big brother was a doctor, and he believed that one should lead the biotic life, and had a very famous sanitarium where rich people would come and show up and eat what would now be called, I guess, organic food, right?
Yes, I mean, and again, it was the healthy idea. That's what they were trying to lead, the healthy life. It was a very popular idea. If you'll remember, Teddy Roosevelt was also a big, pusher of the healthy life, the outdoor life, healthy foods and things. So it was quite a trend in the era.
And what I understand might be wrong is that the brothers had a falling out. Dr. John Harvey stayed with his sanitarium, and Will Keith Kellogg went on to found what he called the Battle Creek Toasted Corn Company. Kind of a fun little story, I think, in that the doctor and the sanitarium recommended people eat the bland wheat flake cereal. And Will Keith decided we need to put some pizzazz into this, so he rolled corn, sweetened it with a little bit of sugar, and flavored it with a little bit of salt, became immensely popular, and thus was born the Kellogg Cereal Company, something along those lines. But indeed, kind of like the first processed packaged food, right?
Right, and it was a very brand central thing too. It was Kellogg was huge on the box.
put his name on it, and I bet everybody can close their eyes and see the Kellogg's name, because that was his signature. Right?
Exactly right.
As if to say, this is my cereal, and what's in the box is mine, I made it, and my name is on it, and that means it's good. And because of that, boom, went to business. What is it
for? It did indeed.
Go ahead.
And a lot of companies did that around that time period, too. At the end of the 1800s and early into the 1900s, the whole idea of branding became a really important thing in America. Stetson hats, all the various car companies a little later on, you know, it was all names of people.
Ford Motor Company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Except for General Motors, they lost out. But Oldsmobile and so on, you're right. And in the branding, that means it's yours, that it is a recognizable thing. And there were probably a lot of competitors copying what they were doing, right?
Very many, yes.
And I understand what W.K. Kellogg was very good with, aside from marketing, was packaging. And the importance of having a product that would last in people's houses, so when they opened their box of cornflakes, they could keep it for a while and it wouldn't go stale. So really a significant contributor to, I guess, what came to be known as the standard American diet.
Right. And also it became a part of the expansion of the marketplace. We moved away from all centrally located near your home foods and products to nationally, you know, shipped products. So it was a very different way of selling things.
And easy to eat. Oh, my goodness. All you had to do was open the box, pour it into a bowl, pour some milk in, and you had a meal.
And it also coincided with America's drive to make things easier. Vacuum cleaners, you know, all the things that, you know, stoves, refrigerators, all these items that were coming out during this heyday of America's sales machine gearing up, which only had a small bump during the Depression and World War II, and then geared up heavily after World War II.
So by 1930, Will Keith Kellogg was ready to retire, so set up a foundation, like a lot of people do. I'll set up a foundation, and away it'll go. But the interesting thing about it was that he gave it a kind of a very broad mandate. Did he have children?
I don't think so. I believe he didn't.
I didn't see anything when I kind of scanned the history. So he had nowhere to put his money, so he put it all in a foundation, gave the foundation controlling interest to his company, right?
Right.
And so there's the tell us about the foundation now. Who runs that place?
Well, it's one of the largest foundations in America today. It has billions of dollars in its keep, you know, that it doles out to all these various organizations. And it really is one of the biggest ones out there.
And how much money does it give out? Do you know? Do you have any handle on that?
I believe it has something like $9 billion in its coffers. And it varies over the years of how much it gives out.
Mm-hmm. And it has a controlling interest in the Kellogg's company as well, which means that whenever somebody buys Kellogg cereal, they get the foundation gets some of that money.
Right, exactly right. Every time you buy a box of cereal, you're essentially donating to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Now, just a quick aside, have you ever seen a business plan that has the potential to make so much money as taking a few cents worth of grain and putting it into a box with your name on it and selling it for a few bucks? I mean, that's pretty good stuff.
It is indeed. Some might call it a scam.
But you might call it a scam, except people love it and believe it and keep buying it. So there must not be an easy alternative to it, or it seems like you and I would be doing it at our home rather than buying the box for such a big markup. So it's a good deal for them.
Well, to be sure, Kellogg, the actual cereal company, has been selling a little bit less of its cereal recently compared to its other breakfast foods, that it offers. It used to be something like 80% of its products were cereal related, and I think now it's down to just under 50%. And some of the other items, their frozen foods and things like that, have grown in, and their snack foods have grown as the market has changed a little bit. But yes, they still sell a lot of cereal.
And as we were talking about, there are a lot of other foundations that have money like this and have money that continues to pour into them, Ford Foundation being one in specific. And so we're going to take a quick break here in a minute or so. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about the foundation, how it is run, and why they all seem to donate to one side of the political spectrum instead of the other side. What on earth leads them all to be heading in one direction and not the other direction? Folks, this is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson. Today we're talking about the Kellogg's company, its cereal, and the foundation that came from that company many years ago, 1930, when W.K. Kellogg decided to retire. He told the foundation, use the money any way you want, just so long as it benefits the health and happiness and well-being of children. Well, today we see the Kellogg Foundation using that money to support some very strident political organizations that we hear are connected to organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Is that true? Right back.
Let's go back for more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Well, we are back. We are with Warner Todd Houston, and we are talking about the Kellogg's company, its cereals, and the foundation. However, Kellogg's is not with us today. Why? I don't know why. Well, producer Sarah Bell and I worked on the company for quite a while. We each had long conversations with them, but they just refused to show up. But they did send this. As a philanthropic organization, we do not engage in political activities, nor do we provide grants to support such activities. But in fact, according to the Washington Free Beacon, who found the unredacted tax returns from an organization called the Center for Community Change, Kellogg's is their company that sponsored most $3 million to this Center for Community Change. What do we know about the Center for Community Change, Warner Todd Houston?
Well, it's definitely a left-wing political organization, and most recently it's set itself to attacking Donald Trump and all of his policies and people in his administration. So it's essentially one of the biggest quote-unquote resistance groups out there right now in politics today.
Now, we did some scanning about the Internet, and there are a lot of people who claim that the Center for Community Change is connected with the Antifa organization. Any right. Gossip on that?
Well, they do support things like the Antifa groups as well as Black Lives Matter, and they're also linked up with George Soros Open Society organization, which is a left-wing political group that is international in scope.
So do you think the Kellogg Foundation didn't know of this activity when they contributed $3 million? Or would it be hard not to know?
I don't see how they could not know, especially considering so many of the other large groups, as I mentioned earlier, the Tide Foundation and other such groups had given money to the same organization and similar organizations that they've all given to in the past, you know, so, like I said, like Black Lives Matter and groups like that. And they all congeal together, congregate together to donate to these groups. So I don't see how they could possibly not have known.
Okay, we're going to go quickly to the phones while we can and pick up Rory, who has a comment, I'm sure. Rory, welcome to the Food Chain.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for bringing this to light. Thank you to your guests as well. I'd like to ask your guests, are you familiar with the book, Foundations Are Power and Influence?
I am, yes.
Okay, then you're on to the game. First of all, I personally will skip any Kellogg products. It's too bad that this nice man's foundation has been hijacked by the Marxist left, and that's what they are. Michael, you referred to the Maoists that show up and try to shut down speech. And I want to see a RICO statute invoked by maybe the Attorney General's office to go after these foundations that are funding Community Center for what? Change?
Yeah,
is that right?
The Center for Community Change, it's called.
Okay, is that like a Fundamentally Change America organization, sounds like?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I looked at it and I scanned through the, and it looked like that, yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Antifa needs to be investigated, as does Black Lives Matter. These are anti-American groups that are sowing dissension, discord, what's the word for riotous? They're seditious. It's basically a seditious organizations. They're going after law enforcement under the guise of brutality from the cops on the fabricated lies. Antifa is out there on the streets showing up to peaceful protests and causing mayhem. I want them investigated.
Well,
and I want Kellogg to be exposed, their foundation exposed, because they throw the rock high to hand. They have surrogates. And this Community Foundation for Change is a surrogate. That's how they hide. And they have a $9 billion war chest. Did I understand that?
I didn't know, Warren. It was $8 billion, wasn't it?
Well, somebody said $9 million, but it's got to be more than that.
No, it's a billion is what they have in assets and whatnot. I believe last year they generally say they're worth $1.2 billion, but they also have a lot of stock in the Kellogg company and things like that. So
yeah.
I think they're from what we've seen, they have a lot more worth than what they claim.
Well, let me ask both of you, what exactly is the Kellogg's company trying to accomplish by giving all of its money to organizations like the Center for Community Change?
Well, I'll respond first. Is that they? I don't believe that the founders of these companies ever intended this to happen. It makes a good argument for give away your money before you die. Don't start foundations that can get taken over by people that would be against your ideology or your belief system. You lose control. And that's what happened. A lot of the great foundations were infiltrated and taken over by Marxists, and they're not American. They're as un-American as you can get, and I don't care what they think about my comments. Okay, they can copulate off and expire if you can understand a little Latin. It's pretty bad, folks.
I think a little hint of that can be seen in if somebody writes about the Ford Foundation, which is another very left-wing, large organization with millions of dollars to give out in grants to these Black Lives Matter groups and whatnot. If somebody writes about the Ford Foundation, invariably, Ford Motor Company will send an email to that writer and say, could you please delineate the fact that we are not the same company?
No, Kellogg's made that point very clear as well. They said that we are not Kellogg's company, but I said, right, you own Kellogg's. You have the controlling interest in it.
Yeah, you make money on every box of cereal they sell.
But I think the fact that they want to definitely separate themselves from the product side of their companies, Ford Motor does not want to be directly connected to Ford Foundation, and Kellogg cereal company that does not want to be directly connected to WKK Foundation.
Maybe they better defund them or change. Tell the foundation to change their name because they're giving their companies a bad name.
Well, and we lost your connection, Roy. But thank you very much for the call. We're going to go quickly now to, let's see, Ron. Ron, welcome to the Food Chain.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay, 2 points. One is Internal Revenue Service, all right? The Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, who is currently in charge, was appointed under the Obama administration, and his term ends in November. In November, we're supposed to get a new Commissioner of IRS. That commissioner then should be appointed by, Donald Trump and Jeff, and he'll be under the guise of the guidance of Jeff Sessions. So we should get a new commissioner in, and the issue then is the tax-exempt status of these types of organizations and what they're doing, okay, to possibly basically eliminate their tax-exempt status to begin with.
Wow.
That's the big one, and that's in November. That's like in the next 30 days. Okay, the next one is about a year ago.
The next one, can you hold? Because we have to take
sure.
a quick break.
Okay.
We will be right back. Please
okay.
don't go away, folks. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson. Today we're talking about Kellogg's cereal company and foundation. And we're wondering, does the foundation steal money from children? What a question. Right back.
And now, more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Welcome back. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson wondering about Kellogg's Foundation. Gets a lot of money from the Kellogg's company, which it owns, or at least is the majority owner of. Uses that money to support strident political organizations. And you know, when it gets right down to it, folks, I'm not sure if it matters whether it's the strident political organizations are from the left or right, but these nonprofit organizations are taking all this money, having a huge impact on us, with nobody to say anything about it, unless somebody comes in and says something about it. Ron, you were talking just about the possibility of that happening in November.
That's correct. In November, we currently have a commissioner of IRS who's perjured himself before Congress, literally, and they didn't prosecute him for it. He's still in the driver's seat. His term expires next month, and Trump will have to appoint a new head of IRS next month, so maybe something will get rolling on that.
What is the rule about nonprofit organizations engaging in political activity?
I wasn't in the exempt organizations division of IRS when I worked for the IRS, so I'm not going to comment on that because I don't have the background to do so. However, I do know that I was on the income tax side, and on the income tax side, okay, if you've got the Kellogg's Corporation within limitations is allowed to zero out its taxable income by making contributions to charitable organizations. It's common. It's not just the mm-hmm. Kellogg's Foundation that has that law.
Why give it to the government when you can give it to the foundation?
Your foundation, and then your foundation can use the money, and then possibly, well, you won't be paying income tax on that money because it's a deduction on your corporate return for that foundation. You can't... There's limitations, though, as to how much you can give. All right.
Is there a limitation about what you can do with it? That's what I mean. Do you know, Warner, if there's a limitation on the political activity of something like the foundation? Can they use this money to support radical causes like Antifa or Ku Klux Klan or whatever?
I think the main prescriptions against it is that you're not supposed to support parties, political parties, or candidates directly, or their, surrogates. I think that's the main prescription against this thing. Yeah, that's how you're supposed, and additionally, that's how political candidates are governed too in a lot of ways. So I think that is basically the prescription against it. But when you do donate to something like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, You can cite these as charitable organizations,
sure,
and go that way, And what they do with the money is their problem.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ron. A great one. Let's go to Ben. Ben, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the issue I have with the Kellogg's Corporation is supposed to be a nonprofit. They're not supposed to, be involved in politics, and that includes geopolitics. So why is it that the Kellogg's Corporation's warehouses around the country are being used as storage facilities for United Nations vehicles, armaments, and tanks.
Whoa.
Everybody knows this. People on YouTube have done videos with little remote-controlled videos, you know, the little drones. They fly the drones around the warehouses and show people, hey, this is for real. So why is Kellogg's Corporation involved with the United Nations?
Well, let's ask our guest, Warner Todd Houston. If anybody would know, it would be him. Warner?
Well, I don't think I'd go that far because I have not looked into that, and it has not been part of my interest in the foundation. I've been more interested in their political actions and the money they've spent on these organizations. Now, and I also would like to state something here.
Sure.
I am not against these large groups getting their money where they want to get it. We should all have that right to do that. What my focus is to just expose where it is going so that customers out there can make their own decision on if they want to, you know, join in with that sort of giving.
Well, that leads us to, you know, kind of the conclusion of this, and that is what is going to happen to the Kellogg company itself should, you know, everybody learn the fact that the Kellogg Foundation is handing out money to groups that they may or may not support. You know, last week we did a radio program on Venezuela and learned about how some well-meaning people took over Venezuela and handed out all the goodies, and in a period of 18 years completely destroyed the country. Venezuela is now a beggar on the street. And we wonder then what's going to happen to the Kellogg company if it comes to be seen as a warrior in the battle of left versus right. Regardless of which side it's on, you're going to, you know, piss off the other half of the crew. And so we wonder just exactly what is going to happen when people come to the realization that, you know, that company that was founded on health food and healthy people is now kind of flipped completely on its back and selling unhealthy food and supporting really strange, strident political organizations and causes. What's going to happen? We'll talk about that with Warner Todd Houston when we get back. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. I am Mike Lolson. We've got the crew here. We're talking about Kellogg's Cereals Company and Foundation with you. 831-479-1980. A few minutes left. So much to talk about. Right back.
Here's a little secret I'm telling you. Take a little pledge called the 2x2. Spend $2 on local food each day and get two friends to do the same and play. Oh, they'll spend their money, and when they're through, they'll get two friends and do it too.
We can eat our way to economic security and personal freedom. It won't cost an extra dime, and it will be so easy, it will make you blush. All it takes is two numbers. One is two, the other is 2-2. Join us. Take the 2x2 pledge.
There's a little secret I shared with you, a simple pledge called the 2x2. You can do it. It don't cost much. It's so easy, it'll make you blush. Pledge two local bucks each day. Get two others to pledge and play.
Take your 2x2 pledge at MetroFarm.com.
2x2. So much to say, so little time to say it, on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Ladies and gentlemen, the W.K. Kellogg's Foundation back in 1930 was directed by W.K. Kellogg himself, Willie Keith Kellogg. When he retired, go ahead and use the money. Use it any way you see fit as long as you use it to benefit the health and happiness and well-being of children. Of course, that can be interpreted any number of ways. Perhaps you could fund a trip to Pluto and say that you're going to set up a plantation for children on Pluto, and I guess that would be a legitimate way of spending the money then. So, but we wonder how this spending of money on very strident political causes, like the Center for Community Change, which does support organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, how this is going to impact the company, the Kellogg cereal company, and consequently the foundation. Well, let's ask Warner Todd Houston, who's been looking at Kellogg very closely for a while. Warner, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, certainly the Kellogg cereal company itself has been having some financial difficulties over the last few years. Some of it is, of course, because people are looking for healthier foods and realizing that the heavily sugared and salted cereals of its past are not quite as healthy as they had hoped. And a lot of its snack foods are heavily processed and not very healthy. So the company
really has gone flipped, hasn't it? It started as a health food company selling healthy food, and now kind of like a junk food company.
Yeah, sort of. But also remember that our idea of what healthy food is has changed quite a bit over the last, 40 years. The heavily processed foods of our early days were considered healthy in a lot of ways. So we have to remember, cigarettes were considered healthy by some doctors and advertisements. So, our ideas have changed a bit. But, yeah, I mean, it does seem that they've gone from one extreme to the other.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, again, they've been having some financial troubles and closed a lot of distribution centers, necessitating the firing of thousands of employees, and are trying to retool and retrench for this era. To their credit, they've been keeping jobs here in America, but still losing them. So I believe they are having some problems. Recently, they started leveling off a little bit on their stock prices, but they are having trouble. And if more people find out about how far left their organization is with this, with their foundation, it may impact them even more.
Do you think what happened to Venezuela could happen to a company, one of the great American companies, Kellogg's? Do you think the same thing could happen, where a bunch of well-meaning people come in and simply destroy the place with their good intentions?
And I mean, how many companies do we know, even small companies, that didn't survive when the kids took over? When it passed on into the next generation, and the focus began to shift. Sure, of course, it could completely go belly up and self-destruct because of all this well-meaning nonsense. Socialists always say that socialism is a great idea; it just hasn't been tried yet, right?
Only we can do it better, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Well, maybe you and I should take over the Kellogg Foundation. We could do it better. Folks, this has been The Food Chain. Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio. Had Warner Todd Houston with us today, who's a freelance writer, writes a lot about the Kellogg Foundation. I guess we'll file this on under Michael Olson's second law of the food chain. The farther you go from the source of your food, less control you have over what's in your food. Thanks, Warner.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with Michael Olson. And if your friends missed the show, tell them to log on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com for a listen. Now, go out and find some food with its farmer's face on it and live.